a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, so the bomb, you know, they've kind of gotten my goat across the journey because the Bureau of Meteorology have said, remember, was it like last year or maybe even the year before when they're like, stop calling us the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like that.
We need an image change.
No, we need you to call us the Bureau. Yeah. And all of us went, we're not doing that. Right, because bureau is a really hard word to say, and so is meteorology. So let's just call it the bomb.
It's like brewery.
Yeah, right. I don't do well with those words.
No.
And they've made another bit of a snafu, and this one just seems to me, I am no scientist.
Yeah.
I am no manager.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
I would have the brain capacity to not make this mistake. Okay. Maybe.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to kick people when they're down, but it just seems to me that if you're gonna send out a warning about a tsunami that is coming to Australia and send out emergency warnings across your bomb app, that you should probably tell people first that it's a test.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. But see, they're like, calm down. Calm down, Loggy. We did tell people it was a test. What we did is we went on our Twitter page, our X page, and said, the Bureau, once again, they're pushing that agenda.
Yeah.
The Bureau is testing the tsunami early warning system for Australia. Please be advised that between 11 and 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday the 25th of September, we will issue a test post. Please disregard this post. Now, look, a lot of people that have the bomb app, they don't keep up to date with their social media pages.
Well, I'm not on. I don't keep up to date with X. There's only one part of the year, and that's NBA trade season.
Yeah. Or if there's like, you know, something that you want to see that you can't see on other platforms, you know, you race to X, you know? Like if there's like a viral video or something and it's kind of like, yeah, it's probably your best platform to like get it, right?
Yeah, sure.
But other than that, they're like, no, guys, we warned you. It's fine. Everyone freaked out yesterday.
Of course they did.
They absolutely freaked out because they said, hey, tsunami warning, and it's going to start affecting the following states and territories at this time. Victoria, after 12:15 p.m., New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania. Okay, that had like the colourings that said, yeah, tsunami incoming. People were freaking out.
Why wouldn't you, somewhere in the warning, if you've got the ability to write the warning and choose the wording of.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you, A, write test in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Probably open with that, yeah?
Yeah, I'd open with test. This is a test.
Testies, 1, 2, 3.
Right, exactly.
And then also, like, just at least try and keep it super not inflammatory. Mm. Like, don't actually give us times and places.
Yeah, exactly. And then they went back to X afterwards because everyone jumped on social media and was like, wait, hang on, what's happening? This is huge. Because they were like, oh, yeah, this massive earthquake happened in New Zealand and then it set this tsunami. It's coming, you know. And people were like, whoa, like, this is scary.
Earthquake in New Zealand? Yeah, we've got family over there.
Exactly. We all know what's happening. Okay? And then the bum, they said, oh, no, guys, I mean, we sent out the post, you know, this big yellow flashing post. But then afterwards, I mean, we told you on X that it was going to be a test. Yeah. And then afterwards, we went back to X to say, hey, we're just testing the new tsunami early warning system. So if you don't follow us on socials, say it in the message.
Run a campaign of advertising. I mean, the government will actually advertise, you know, elbow scratching his ass. Like the amount of ads that we even get on, you know, they want us to run on K-Rock and then they chuck it on the telly, put it in the newspaper so the three or four people who still read those can actually know about it. I mean, honestly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We could work there. If only we could say Bureau.
Yeah. Nah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're going to America for this one, USA. Wild. This story is wild to me, okay? Former Olympic athlete. She's now a NCAA Division I softball coach.
Okay.
So it's a prestigious job. Well, when I say she's now it, she's actually been fired. And herein lies the story.
Well, that's the twist, isn't it?
Herein lies the story.
God, the drop on that roller coaster just happened straight away.
How's this for a name? Megan Petipiece, right?
Petapiece
already is a fun name to say. Guess how she's... No, you won't, you'll never no, guess how she spells Megan.
I don't like the P-sounding word, so that... Petapiece? Being friends with
like
her...
A popping noise?
If I was listening to you, no. I just... Yeah.
Petapiece?
No.
She spells Megan. Here we go. Shout out to all the Megans that spelled their Megan like this morning. M-E-A...
Yeah.
G-G-A-N.
Okay, the other thing is, over in the States, they say Megan.
Ah, so maybe that's
but
it.
I don't know if there's a Megan and there's also Megan. Or it's like...
Megigan.
McGegan. Maybe it's McGegan.
It could be McGegan. McGegan Petapiece.
Yeah. That rolls off the tongue, right off the back of the throat.
Excuse me. Speaking of.
I know.
48-year-old Megan Petapiece was the head coach of Valparaiso University softball team. She went to Walmart in March in Indiana and was using the self-checkout machine.
Yeah.
She did not scan two of the things that she was buying.
Okay, well, yeah.
Paid $176 for her other groceries.
Yeah.
But put everything in the trolley or whatever. And then as she walked out, security were like, this woman is taking products that she's not paid for. Bang, arrested.
But was it like... Was it like, you know, one mushroom, or was it like a full softball glove thing?
Interesting question, and we will get to that.
Oh.
So as you can imagine, being the States, AK-47s at the ready, people rappelling from the ceiling. This woman has taken two items from Walmart. She's that are unscanned.
Yeah.
So it was a full on situation. Operation, right? So she. They checked her purse. What else have you got? What else have you taken? You dirty thief.
Oh, my God. They didn't make her, like, cough.
She had three disposable vapes and two unopened blister packs containing an anti-nausea medication, Zofran.
Okay.
In her purse, right? And so they charged her with theft, possession of marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance.
Right.
So I guess in Indiana... It's not legalised
like
it is in other places in the state.
Yeah.
She said the vapes didn't contain nicotine or THC. They were just for a little bit of flavour.
Just a little bit. Just love that, you know, that natural flavour of cinnamon blueberry donut muffin of my morning.
Blueberry scorcher, whatever they call it.
Blueberry blast your face off.
Yeah, blueberry butthole. The items that she didn't put through, right, that led to this whole arrest, and now she said it's turned her life upside down. It's ruined her life because she's now lost her prestigious job.
Oh,
and
no.
Blah, blah, blah. Asparagus and ham.
Okay.
So she's got bloody asparagus. Bang. No. All right. Yeah. They didn't scan, but she's put it in the bag anyway. Obviously, at Walmart, they don't tell you. Right? Anyway. And ham has gone through as well. What do you reckon... What's that going to be like? Probably say $3. $3 for the asparagus. Say $3 for the asparagus, $3 for the ham. Yeah. So $6 worth of stuff. And she's paid $176 for everything else.
Mm.
And she's still being arrested, right? No. No, not $6. $67 worth of asparagus and ham she didn't scan.
Hang on. Okay. So she's in America, I'm thinking big is better.
Yeah.
So she's got like two lamb hocks that she's
ham,
got
yeah,
down
not lamb,
her top.
But ham, yeah, yeah.
And then sorry,
down the
not
back
lamb,
of her
ham,
pants.
Ham hocks.
Ham hocks
ham
down
hocks,
the back of her pants.
Right? And then the asparagus
down
is
the
just,
front.
Is just is like an armful of asparagus.
Well, yeah.
Giant arrows.
It's not the little purple rubber bands, is it? It's a bale of asparagus.
A bale of asparagus. Or was she just shopping at Coles or Woolies?
Cozzy lives. See, that's it's hard to tell. Hard to tell.
But gouging!
When I read that 60, I was like, oh, mate, I only didn't scan two things and it's ruined me whole life. $67 worth of asparagus and ham.
There's got to be a hock somewhere. Like, I'm not thinking slices. There's a hock involved.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, I've got a thing that I want to run past both of you. Just want to get, sort of get your opinion, see whether I was right to be like, oh, what? A little bit miffed. I moved on with my life, but I thought, hey, I'll bring it to the table because I don't know if I'm in the wrong. And particularly because I watched a particular Seinfeld episode last night.
Yes!
Because Carly and I are now watching it after sort of, what, 5 years of badgering from you, we finally have started watching the whole thing.
And you're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, there's an episode where George goes to reverse parallel park and a guy sticks his nose into a park,
yes.
that same park,
yeah.
and then they get out and they have a bit of a Barney, right?
Classic
and
episode.
He calls Jerry a phony.
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence. Wow, that Michael John's so phony. Anyway,
sorry. Great reference.
Yeah.
So this is similar but not the same. Like there was no argument. There was just me going, oh, what? So I was at Bunnings North Geelong earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And you know how at Bunnings you've got like the huge car park, right? But then there is the series of rock star parks that are nose to building, like along the
yeah.
in between the two front entrances.
Mm-hmm. Sort of where the barbecue is often set up around that sort of
yeah, yeah. exactly. So you lose a couple of those parks yep. to the barbecue and then they start from there.
Yep.
Right. I'm pretty sure most Bunnings have a setup like that. They're the rock star parks, mm. right? And I never even really look there because I just always assume there's no spots.
Plus you're not really going there for anything intense, you know, something that you have to work towards.
I've driven through the trade section one time.
Oh, why? Because you were lost?
I was yes. confused.
Took a wrong turn.
Where did I go? Oh, this is our underground parking.
I had to ask them to let me out because I ended up inside Bunnings. Excuse anyway,
me.
Story for another day. So I've rolled in off sort of the side street, not Princess Highway, but the side street, and you go past sort of the garden centre entrance, and there's sort of yep. like a pedestrian crossing sort of zone there where you stop for people walking past. And so I was second car. There was a car in front of me.
Yep.
And she was a couple of lengths in front of me. And so I'm rolling behind her. And as she rolls and she's not quite up to where the sausage sizzle is, and I must have been on Sunday, and the next entrance. So she's going, and then I've seen someone in the Rockstar Parks throw on their reverse lights.
Yeah.
Ah.
We are on here.
Yeah.
And I've thrown on my indicator.
Yeah.
And then she's stopped past this person.
Yeah.
Yep.
And thrown on her indicator as well. I was like, what are the chances two people are pulling out of the Rockstar Parks at the same time?
Oh, no.
So I'm saying they're waiting and this person pulls out. And they drive off in my direction.
Mm.
And as they do so, she reverses back two spots.
The audacity.
And into the Rockstar Park that she had already gone past, obviously clocked just as she'd gone past or whatever, the reverse light's gone on and gone bang, stop, put the.
No.
Can she do that?
No, she cannot. Also, she could if you were not there. If you're not there in this situation, she could, like, reverse up, put her blinker on, okay.
Yeah.
But you clearly had your blinker on first.
Yeah, absolutely.
The audacity of this person.
And I think if there is cars in a queue sort of behind you, you can't reverse park into one. We're not talking about reverse parallel park. We're talking about
reversing into 90 degree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. You got it's a forward entrance only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tom, you're in the right.
Okay, I was right to be miffed.
Yep.
Anyway, obviously, I just very politely tipped my hat to her as I drove past.
Did you really?
I can't, mate. You know, I can't do stuff in the car. People, that's the girl from the radio who's flipping me the bird. You don't worry about that when you're going down the Bellarine Highway.
I have put my window down and yell at them. Where's my wife? As I drive past.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I'll do that for you too, Tom.
So you would have parked an extra like 5 meters away.
It's yeah, I know. It's not hard to get a park.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Powderfinger there with the theme to Bondi Rescue.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Thirsty Merc have the theme to.
Oh, is it
to,
in the summertime?
It is. Damn it!
But that's all right. I thought I was
on fire
for Lingy and I.
Let's not get bogged down with those details.
What TV show is Sunsets from?
AJ from the newsroom is with us. AJ, what's the theme for today's lyrical headline?
Well, the theme. I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but there's this thing happening on Saturday at the MCG.
Katy Perry concert.
Exactly. Well, that's the theme today. We're looking back through history at some AFL Grand Final artists.
Ooh.
And there's no bonus point attached to this, but there is a bit of a theme going on with some of these artists today. I want you guys to have a bit of a think about that and see if you can pick the theme by the end.
Okay.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to read lyrics like you do in your day job, as if they are news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two will get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Before we go into this, I just had an observation. So yes. You can't see it, obviously, because this is radio. It's Footy Colours Day.
Yeah.
In our office, I've got my Hawthorn and my Melbourne Storm gear on. Loggy's got her Bombers gear. Lingy's sick of wearing Geelong merchandise because he wore it every weekend for most of his professional life. But I really appreciate, Tom, that you've got one item of Essendon merchandise for every final you've won in the last 20 years.
Ah! Oh. The jokes come flying from a man wearing poos and wees on his chest. Hilarious. Now, I've got an OKC Thunder t-shirt on. That was my contribution today. Yeah.
He asked me if it counts, and I said yes. But yes, it counts.
Mate, there's a fair bit going on, so how about we just focus on the game? Here we go. It's Lyrical Headlines, question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Go. So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine.
Are you going to be my girl, Jet?
Let's hear it.
I didn't remember the go at the start. That's cool. You've got an inside man and Jed as well, too.
Yes, Mark Wilson, Geelong boy, yes. Geelong high boy.
Friends in high places, yeah. Cameron Ling.
Nice. All right, that's 1 point to you. Well done, mate. Question number two, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Oh, yeah. I heard about a person who had a broken heart with nothing to drive him on, no hope. No spark, no flame. He couldn't see all the tears. They were blinding him. He kept it all inside. The guilt and all the pain. You know I say I tried to warn him. They had him backed up against the wall, and I hope it's not too late. No one can tell you exactly what you've got to be. You've got to stand your ground and fight to save your life. It may be hard. Ooh. It's the only way. Always remember there ain't no second prize. There ain't no second prize.
No, I don't know.
I think I know the artist. I'm not going to... Well, Lee, I'll guess it ain't no second prize. Mm-hmm. Is that Angry Anderson?
It's not Angry Anderson.
Tom?
Is it Jimmy Barnes or Cold Chisel?
I think you guys get half a point each there because no one's given me both responses. It is Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, okay, so it's Barnesy, second prize, yeah?
Is.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, Barnesy.
I was like, because I could hear his voice.
Second prize.
The less we think about Angry Anderson, Bound for Glory, the better.
Oh, mate, that's a classic.
But that grand final was... entertainment was not.
Okay, so we've got Lingy on 1 point, Tom on half, and me here, I promise.
Yeah. Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday, parking by the lake. There was another car in sight, and I never had a girl looking any better than you did.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Meat Loaf.
Let's hear it.
The Great Loaf.
Trust you to know that one.
I love this song.
Based on the lyrics, well done.
And Lee,
yeah.
The theme is... When the Cats have appeared in the grand final.
Well, they were your grand final, so I'm surprised you actually knew any of them.
Well done.
That's so cute.
What a huge win for you, mate.
Oh, yes, I go to a grand total of 5 points for the year for Lyrical Headlines.
Yeah.
You two remain tied on 14.
Wow. All right, well, it's on next week then. We'll play Lyrical Headlines again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.